Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Clemson baseball sweeps Boston College, now heads to the ACC tournament in Charlotte in the same pot as Virginia Tech and North Carolina. Softball goes all three games without giving up a run. They advance to the Super Regionals out at Oklahoma State. Justin Thomas wins on the PGA Tour, the PGA Championship, and Clemson gets a football commitment. A busy Monday show, so let's go. Glad to have you with us for the Monday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Monday, May 23rd, 2022. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Boy, a lot to do today. We call this Reaction Monday. What'd you think? What'd you think of the weekend? What'd you think of Clemson baseball? 15-1, 6-2, 5-0. Tigers finished the regular season at 35-21, 13-16 in the ACC. Clemson now goes to Charlotte for the ACC baseball tournament. The Tigers in Pool A as the 12th seed, with North Carolina the 8th seed and Virginia Tech the top seed. Pool B, 2nd seed Louisville, 7th seed Georgia Tech, 11th seed Pittsburgh. Pool C, 3rd seed Miami, 6th seed Wake Forest, 10th seed NC State. Pool D, 4th seed Notre Dame, 5th seed Virginia, 9th seed Florida State. Clemson will play Tuesday night against 8th seed North Carolina, and then Thursday night against top seed Virginia Tech. The winners of the pods, the four pods, will go on Saturday to play in the Pool A. Will face winner Pool D in the semifinals. So if Clemson can advance between Virginia Tech and North Carolina, they play the winner of the pool with Notre Dame, Virginia, and Florida State. Single game elimination there, then single game elimination on Sunday in the championship game. SEC over the weekend. Oh, by the way, in the ACC, Louisville beat Virginia 2 out of 3. Wake Forest swept NC State. That helps their NCAA stuff, their resume. They're on the border there. Miami beat Notre Dame 2 out of 3. Virginia Tech swept Duke. North Carolina swept Florida State. A little surprise. And Georgia Tech swept Pittsburgh. SEC tournament, a little bit different. The Gamecocks lose 2 out of 3 at Florida, but get in because Mississippi State got swept. Gamecocks lose to Florida 14-5, 8-0. On Sunday, they won 4-1. They finished their regular season at 27-27. 13-17 in the SEC. The rest of the SEC series over the weekend, A&M took 2 out of 3 from Ole Miss. Alabama, 2 out of 3 from Arkansas. LSU, LSU swept Vanderbilt and crushed Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt had a losing record in the SEC this year. Kentucky, 2 out of 3 from Auburn. It was Tennessee sweeping Mississippi State, as they know they would. And Missouri taking 2 out of 3 from Georgia. So SEC tournament going on in Hoover. And you have top seed Tennessee with a bye. Second seed A&M with a bye. Third seed Arkansas bye. And fourth seed LSU with a bye. In single game elimination tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. 6th seed Georgia, 11th seed Alabama. 7th seed Florida faces 10th seed South Carolina about 1 o'clock rematch of this past weekend. And third game of the day, 8th seed Vanderbilt and 9th seed Ole Miss. So those are single elimination games. We'll have, looking forward to the South Carolina, if they can beat Florida, they'll get Texas A&M. And the double elimination part. So you get single elimination down to double elimination until you get to the semifinals, and then it's single elimination again, final single elimination. So just confusing baseball throughout all that. What'd you think of the Clemson softball series over the weekend? Tigers were dominant, beating UNC, Wilmington, Auburn, and then Louisiana, giving up 0 runs, giving up just 5 hits in 17 innings. Millie Thompson and Valerie Cagle help the Tigers to their very first super regional. The Tigers will head to Oklahoma State for that super regional. Now, surprisingly, and I've been keeping up, I've never done this before, kept up with regional baseball, regional softball, I should say. And we had 5 upsets as far as regionals are concerned. Of the 16 regionals, Texas went to Washington and won. Arizona went to Missouri and won. Stanford went to Alabama. And a huge upset and won. And Oregon State went to Tennessee and won. National seeds in there, Alabama. And Mississippi State beat Florida State 2 out of 3 yesterday. So the number 3 team goes down in the polls and the seeds there. Number 6 team goes down as well. So we saw a couple of upsets in the regionals. So we'll talk a little bit about that, give you times of those super regionals and when the Lady Tigers leave and all that stuff coming up. We have PGA Tour, PGA Championship. What a crazy ending we saw in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as Mito Pereira double bogeyed the 72nd hole, opening the door for a 3-hole playoff with Will Zalatoris and Justin Thomas. Thomas wins that 3-hole playoff by going 2 under par in a signing playoff there. We can get into the Preakness early voting wins that one. Don't like it when somebody doesn't run the Derby and wins the Preakness. That's not fair. We can get into Clemson getting a football commitment from Brandon Strozier. This is a nice pickup, 4-star cornerback out of Atlanta, a guy that the Tigers had been in pretty good shape with. Didn't know when, but looking at his how the 3 services see him, Rivals.com, a 4 seed. That's what we go by now. 247 has him as a 3, as does ESPN. Had 20 offers, including Alabama, Auburn, Florida State, and Florida. Came to Clemson a couple times. He is 6'2", 175 out of Alpharetta over at St. Francis High School. So the Tigers get Brandon Strozier on Friday. The crazy EPL weekend, if you want to talk about that, Man City has to score 3 late goals to beat Aston Villa to win the EPL. We can talk about that a little bit. We had the NASCAR and Texas, actually, not Charlotte. Kept saying Charlotte because where it always was. F1, watched a little bit of that in Spain where Verstappen won that one. Major League Baseball, kind of a crazy weekend. Donaldson, I had some thoughts about Donaldson. I need to keep my mouth shut about it a little bit, but I had some thoughts about Donaldson and Anderson in Major League Baseball. But the Braves take 2 out of 3 from the Marlins. And just a great sports weekend, a lot to do. I beat Trey Lee in our PGA championship. Trey's got to give $100 to charity now when it's all said and done because I'm just dominating in that thing. So that's a good deal for us there. So busy week, busy show, a lot going on. We've got baseball tournaments, softball super regionals. Just a great week here on the show, no doubt about that. The producer of this, as he is every Monday and Tuesday shows, Mr. Will Clanton, the juggler. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
I'm glad to hear that. Oh, by the way, let me just quickly give you this. Florida advanced in their softball regional, as did Central Florida, as did Virginia Tech, as did Duke. So those were Arkansas won. They advanced in their regional. Oklahoma pounded Texas A&M 20-0. Oklahoma's the best team in the country. Won that one. In Evanston, Illinois, Northwestern advanced. UCLA advanced from their regional. Arizona State advanced in their regional. But we did have the 5 upsets in the softball regional. So kind of interesting stuff coming there before we get to the super regionals coming up this weekend. Anyway, so tell me, man, how's your weekend? How's your week? I don't see you for 6 days. You got to catch me up. I feel like your mom and dad, you're coming home doing laundry just on the weekend. So I see you every week.
You know, I'll have to start texting you on Friday and letting you know how my Wednesday and Thursday
right
turn out. But right. It was a good weekend. Spent a lot of Friday and Saturday here doing the baseball and softball games. That was quite a ride.
I'm trying to think about timing of it. Did we ever juggle in there? You being the juggler.
We did juggle on Friday, transition from softball to baseball.
How close was it time-wise?
Not close at all.
So you had a little delay in there.
We had the mercy rule ended in the fifth inning.
Yeah.
Still a great game to watch if you're a Clemson fan.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday, we did concurrent broadcasts. Softball was internet only, unfortunately. Mm. But the baseball game was very exciting. That was Saturday was the third game in the series, Reed Garris. What a story.
Isn't that great?
Oh, man.
Isn't that fantastic?
So glad to see that for him. Hitting the home run, take the lead, pad the lead in the eighth. Oh,
fantastic. Great. I saw his dad, who's a guide, runs the fishing service down there, was all happy, and I saw that on Twitter. That's great. What a proud dad he has to be. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday you did yard work.
Yesterday, had a little fun in the sun.
Yeah.
You know, got to work on my tan.
Oh, man.
A couple more months in the making.
Yeah.
But, got some yard work done and listened to the softball game. You know, another very exciting 5-inning victory for the Tigers.
I watched the end of it. We were traveling, coming back. I watched the end of it. And a great win and saw the girls celebrating. That was a lot of fun. See them celebrating, all that kind of stuff. Really cool. I went to, Friday I played golf. Not too good. Saturday Friday night went down to my in-laws and my family's house as well. It was my mom's birthday on Saturday, so I had a big birthday party for her. It was really good, and Drake has a great time running around the pool and doing all that stuff around there. That was awesome. Saturday morning, I played golf with my niece who's coming to play here. And I'm going to tell you, she drives it by me 15 yards every hole. This is a good story, okay? So on their golf carts, it has a GPS. And it tells you, so from the tee, how far you hit your drive. And so she's pumping it 270, 280 yards every hole. And we get on the 15th hole, and she's out driving me by 15 yards. We get on the 15th hole, and it's a par 5. It's a little downhill now. To be fair, it's downhill. But she says, "You want to see me step on one?" I was like, "I thought you'd been stepping on one." She said, "No, I hadn't really. You want to see me, like, really go an extra gear?" I went, "Yeah." 312. Anyway, we're coming down the stretch of this little match that we always compete against each other. She birdies 3 of the last 4 to beat me by 1. Just unbelievable. So, but it's good. I'd rather her beat me. She's got a better, obviously, a lot brighter and a lot more to do in golf there. But that's great. I had a great time there. And then came back yesterday. Had a good time, family and everything. It was a really good family weekend, no doubt. Really good time there, no doubt. So, segment 2 today. What are we going to do?
We're going to talk a little bit about the Preakness and go into the decision of why Rich Strake may not have run this race.
I'm looking forward to it. We'll talk about that coming up here in a second. I do want to tell you about our friends over at the Phoenix Center. You know, the Phoenix Center does a terrific job with families. I just tell you this all the time. You know, parenting is not easy. Parenting teenagers really is not easy. And there's just so many things that you can learn. They've got so many different resources available for you. And their prevention part of what they do is really take a lot of pride in treatment recovery as well. But they really want to talk to you about the prevention part of it as parents and what they can do for you and some of the awesome resources they have. You know, in the end, you're still the number one influencer of your kids. That's great news. And they give you a complete list of when you're talking to your kids about underage drinking and about drugs and about vapes and about tobacco and about some of the dangers and the pitfalls of all these bad decisions that your kid could be making. These are things that have been studied by the experts and the doctors and knowing what to do and how to do it and what to say and how to say it. So think about the Phoenix Center. If you have a pre-teenager or a teenager and you just need help in arming yourself with the most information about how to tackle a very serious subject, 467-3790, 467-3790. It's phoenixcenter.org. Segment two with Will Clanton when you return right after this. Out with the old and in with the new. Granger Nissan is celebrating the spring the best way we know how, by getting you into that new vehicle you've been eyeing. With the largest inventory to choose from, we know we can get you in the right vehicle for you and your family. And speaking of old, take advantage of your car's trade-in value at its peak. We'll buy the car from you without a purchase. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Mattress shopping is brutal, almost as bad as buying a used car. Engineered Sleep has made the process of finding the perfect mattress simple and easy. Each mattress sold is designed and made themselves, making it less confusing and saves you hundreds of dollars buying it direct from the manufacturer. Better Sleep is only 70 cents a night. Visit Monday through Saturday for a stress-free and pleasant experience. Use WCCP for 10% off and two free pillows. Up to $475 savings. Free local delivery, American made. EngineeredSleep.com. Better Sleep, rest assured.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
As an independent business owner, you are the expert on your products, services, and customers. But you may not have the time or expertise to handle other duties, such as ensuring tax forms and payments are made. Let David Green help you get back on track. He can implement the best IRS programs to resolve all of your IRS and South Carolina tax issues. Call us at 271-7940 or visit our website, davidgreenattorney.com, for a free appointment to discuss your situation.
April showers bring May flowers, but it can also bring a bunch of unwanted issues with your home. Make sure you're prepared for the rain with the experts at Canty Foundation Specialists. No homeowner wants to deal with a damp or wet basement, which is why Canty Foundation Specialists provides the best basement waterproofing solutions available. Our expert waterproofers know how to identify the cause and can provide you with a high-quality waterproof system that will eliminate those problems. Canty can fix it. Call 844-333-7354.
Plastic Omnium is hosting a direct hire event at Spartanburg Marriott, 229 North Church Street, Thursday, May 26, 10 till 4. Hiring for assembly operators, pay ranging from $19.50 to $19.75 an hour. Learn more at htijobs.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Share a box or two at your business meeting, at church, or with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I want to tell you about our friends at PhD Weight Loss. Many people have commented to me about my weight loss journey. And, you know, I got my hair cut this morning, and the lady who cut my hair, I've known her for a long time. She was asking me if I was going to stop losing weight. And I said, well, the goal is to maintain. The goal is not to lose more. She said, well, that's good, because you've really trimmed down. She was very interested. I got a message from Brian, who is a listener who went in for his checkup last weekend, the weekly check-in, and had lost about 2.5 pounds, I believe, if I remember right. On his journey with PhD weight loss. And I have radically changed the way that I view food, the way that I view eating, the way that I try to fuel my body is very different. It is really about fueling and not about comfort and not about responding to some sort of a trigger or a stimulus. And PhD helped me find out what those were and try to fight against them. They can help you as well. MyPhDWeightLoss.com is a website. That's MyPhDWeightLoss.com.
Express Halftime Report was brought to you by Taco Bell's new Toasted Cheddar Chalupa. And now back to the...
Hey, any of you guys had the Toasted Cheddar Chalupa?
Ken, we're alive.
It has these crispy bits of cheddar cheese toasted right into its flaky shell.
Rain it in, Ken.
And you know, they aged the cheddar cheese for 6 months.
Ken, seriously, the second half has started.
And now back to the game.
The Toasted Cheddar Chalupa is back, only at Taco Bell. At participating Taco Bell locations for a limited time only. Contact store for hours and participation which vary.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
105.5 and 97.5, we are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Friends at QA Financial Group. One thing about Greg Wells and his team is that they are going to motivate you. They're going to stay on top of your situation. They're going to give you frequent updates. Like QA Financial Group, they're going to talk to you often and really stay on top of it for you. You know, QA Financial Group is a terrific company. It's been here for a long time now, and it's their meticulous plans. It's their way they can educate you in their approaches to get that ROI even higher. It is working hard for you, and now you know that what they do and how they do it really is paying off and paying big dividends because they're constant communication with you. So no matter where you are, the mountains or the valleys of life and education, advising, just let these people help you out. Let your money do more for you. Call Greg Wells, no obligation. 654-5043. Go to Kiwi Financial, located right next door to Max Drive-In in Pendleton, or Pendleton Road, I should say, in Clemson. Remember, the securities and advisory services offered through the Strategic and Financial Alliance Incorporated, otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial. They're great friends at Kiwi Financial Group. Segment two with Will Clinton.
The Preakness over the weekend. Far less drama than the Kentucky Derby. You mentioned early voting. He showed some true perseverance, hanging in second the majority of the race, pushing forward to win at the very end. You had Armagnac coming out strong and leading for the majority of the race, about three quarters of that, and hitting a wall, falling back, and finishing seventh. Also, no major underdog upset, as Fenwick, with the longest odds at 50-1, finished dead last. No surprises there.
Yeah.
The biggest news, which you also mentioned earlier, Kentucky Derby winner Rich Strike chose not to run and instead focus and air quotes on getting full rest in preparation for the Belmont Stakes. This might be a disappointment to many. I was actually kind of upset that they chose not to run. It's a great storyline. But from an owner's perspective, this was probably the right choice. A Derby-winning horse can garner stud fees of up to $225,000 per what I'm going to call a conjugal visit. And it's likely that Rick Dawson, the owner of Rich Strike...
You don't get quite that much, do you, personally?
Personally, no.
Okay, I don't know what kind of fees you're fetching now. But anyway, go ahead.
I'm working on that.
Okay.
Rich Dawson, the owner, probably took this time during the running of the Preakness to negotiate himself into some major stud earnings.
Yeah, here's the thing. The horse had not run in less than 5 weeks of rest. So I get it. With that said, you didn't want it looking bad and taking away from the stud fee stuff.
So I get that. But it's still a chance at a triple crown. And the difficulty, one of the major difficulties in a triple crown is that you're running all these races within 5 weeks of each other. And or 6 weeks, you get two weeks and 3 weeks. 2 weeks after the Derby, and then the Belmont's going to be 3 weeks from now. And then the Belmont's a grueling race, obviously. But that's what makes the Triple Crown, is having to recover and come back and run so fast. So Rich Strike has not had any kind of success there. I'm sure they notice in his training that there's no way this horse is going to compete. And so, yeah, you did protect your rights there. But, man, you only get one chance at a Triple Crown. Yeah?
That's fair.
I say this all the time. The Preakness, when the winner of the Derby runs in it, and they should, the Preakness is an exciting race. The Belmont is better than the Preakness when a horse wins the first two legs. I mean, the Triple Crown is really exciting. But the Belmont is one of the most disappointing sporting events of the year when you have two different winners. The final part of this is, and I don't know how you do it, but the idea, like, early voting did not even run in the Derby. Mm-hmm. So that's not fair. These other horses had to go a mile and a quarter, whatever it was, in the Derby. And then 2 weeks later, come back and run against a horse that hadn't run in a race like that. So, obviously, early voting was fresh and rested. That's not fair. I think you ought to have a rule that if you're going to enter, then you got to enter all three. I don't even like skipping, you know, running the Derby. And I guess you think health-wise, I guess, but you got to have a medical deal in there maybe. But then skipping the Preakness and running the Belmont, because it wouldn't be fair if the horse ran in both the Preakness and the Derby. And then it has to run against horses that skip the Belmont. My thing is, if you're in, you're in. And shouldn't have to run against horses that aren't running in those events. Make sense?
It does. Coming off full rest is going to be a major advantage.
Yeah.
Although he's still not going to be a favorite in the Belmont.
No, because it's such a upset. But the Kentucky Derby was great this year. Rich Strike made the Kentucky Derby great. Did early voting make the Preakness great?
No.
Okay. Horse racing, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Also, over the weekend, I was able to learn a little bit about horse ownership.
All right.
Not majority ownership. I have yet to navigate into those social circles quite yet. But I had a long conversation with a couple of friends of mine who I'll call Toby Keith and Mrs. Toby Keith. They have recently bought a minority stake in a racehorse out of California. Did you know that for a minimum of $150, you can buy a percentage stock in these racehorses?
Yeah. Yeah. I did know that there are shares that some end up doing. And when you see, like, some of the winners at some event, those are the who owns the majority of shares or something like that. There's conglomerate groups. There's also, like, groups that buy them almost like a, not a hedge fund, but almost like a, what am I trying to say? You know, where your stock gets together anyway, you know, group that you kind of buy in and there's a whole group of buying power there. What I don't know, and I know people who have bought horses before and bought parts of horses before. But they're like the money that you make, you don't make it on the racetrack, like you said. You make it from the breeding standpoint and how that works out. So, horse racing, though, so like right now, you care at all about the Belmont?
I did going into it just because.
I'm talking about the Belmont, the one coming up.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, I do care about the Belmont. You know, this is the first time I've ever been interested in horse racing. And
what got you interested? I know you went for the first time. Was that the catalyst to get you involved? Get you going?
Going and seeing it live, yeah. Being in a casino prior to the Kentucky Derby, that also continued my interest.
Yeah.
So it's been a learning process.
Good. Good. It can be fascinating, but horse racing is a minor sport until a horse runs for the Triple Crown in the Belmont. And then, well, the Derby's a major sporting event. But when a horse wins the first two legs and has a chance at Triple Crown, that's one of the stories of the summer in sports. It's one of the big stories of the summer. I mean, really, be honest with you, it's bigger than well, baseball can have some storylines. But of the things that are going on in the summertime, it's the biggest story a Triple Crown can be, or at least a chance that a Triple Crown can be. Seen a lot of horses not win the third leg after winning the first two. Well, the problem here is we didn't have super horse this year. Epicenter finished second again. Mm-hmm. And Epicenter might be the Alidar. You know who Alidar is?
I do not.
Alidar finished second to Affirmed when Affirmed won all three of the Triple Crown races. 1977, 78 in that range. Seattle Slough 77, I think. Affirmed and Alidar 78 or 79 in that range. But Alidar finished second in all three to Affirmed in those Triple Crowns. We've had very few Triple Crowns. It is an extremely grueling and difficult thing to do because of the time and how soon they run these back-to-back. But, man, this is, I don't know. Be nice if we could just have everybody run. I didn't watch the Preakness this year because there was no Triple Crown chance.
Would you have watched
it? Yes, absolutely. Because okay. I like Rich Strike, man. What Rich Strike did was amazing. Yet, just didn't work out. So, but you're right. I mean, the owners did the smart thing for the future of their investment through all that. We've not had a Triple Crown on. Let me make sure I'm right saying this. The Justify won the Triple Crown in 2018. American Pharoah won it in 2015. Those are the only two since Affirmed did it in 1978. Seattle Salute did it in 77. Secretary in 73. Then you got to go back to 1948. Where Citation did it. So since 1948, we've had five horses do it since 1948. And it's tough to do. And anyway, it would have been nice to see. I enjoyed segment two. So you're buying part of Rich Strike? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Well, a little late for that. I did look into it. The Rich Strike, if you would have bought into him last year, horses were $30,000 at that point. If you had, let's say, $1,500 on hand and you wanted to invest that into Rich Strike, you would have earned $93,000.
Off of $1,500?
Off of $1,500 at the Kentucky Derby. And that's just from the Kentucky Derby.
That's not the stud fees.
No.
Do you, when you own the horse, do you get part of the stud fees as well? Just the gate?
Yes.
Or not just the winnings?
Stud fees as well, which for Rich Strike, that $1,500, you would get $10,000 every time this horse breeds going forward. Think about that. So, I encourage you. I've sent you a link to where you can buy stock in a horse, and I'm going to encourage you to do that. Just think about it. If you could invest a couple hundred dollars, you might be able to buy Drake a mansion by the time he's 12 years old.
Let me tell you.
Put it in his name.
If I'm getting $10,000, every time that he gets to,
conjugal visit?
Yeah. We're putting on some Barry White. Do it. $10,000. This for putting up, how much? If you invested $1,500?
$1,500 last year on Rich Strike specifically.
Man, do it, Rich Strike. Let's get it on. Short break. When we come back, let's dive into the baseball series, dive into the softball regional. Looking forward to the baseball. What baseball has to happen? Oh, by the way, D1 baseball has Clemson as the last team in right now. So there's work to be done moving forward. Let's talk about where the Tigers are in softball and what the regionals, what super regionals look like, and give your thoughts on what you saw over the weekend. I want to tell you about my great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. Let Mark and Amanda and the great folks at Prime Lending help you out. Prime Lending is a national company. It's the lending arm of a national bank, one of the biggest banks in America. And in the end, what happens here is that Prime Lending has this experience and they've done an incredible job of making you very thorough through any information of combing through all of information, what you're looking for. Are you looking for longer terms or shorter terms? And there's reasons for both. Are you looking for, lowering your payment every single month? Are you looking to lower your initial investment and the money you're putting down on it? Your points, if you're looking to lower your interest rate, there's all kinds of things they can do for you and let their expertise take care of it for you, their experience take care of it for you. It's great friends over at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. We're lucky to have the PrimeLendingSC.com folks here in this record-setting time for them. What they've done here the last few years is amazing. It's PrimeLendingSC.com. Short break, come back. Much more on the other side right after this.
It's not too early to start thinking about new patio furniture from Craft Stove Store and Patio. Your patio deserves classic styles that will last you a lifetime. Brands like Summer Classics, Hanamint, Tropitone, Lloyd Flanders, Palm Spring Rattan, Meadowcraft, and Brizesta. Shop now for classic lifetime patio furniture at Craft Stove Store and Patio in Greenville. Start shopping at craftstovestore.com. Then visit them on Wade Hampton Boulevard, Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
With all the Memorial Day sales going on, here's one you actually need from Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Schedule today and get 3 rooms of carpet clean for only $129. Mention me, Mickey, and you'll get a hallway clean for free. Schedule with ease at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, it's the right way to clean.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
You're scared. You cannot pay your credit cards. You cannot pay your medical bills. Someone suggests to you debt consolidation, combining them all in one payment. Can you really afford that? Is there something else you can do? Call me and see if bankruptcy can help you. Call me, Robert King. Together, we will look for a thoughtful solution to your legal problem.
Thompson & King, 300 South Tower Street in Anderson. Call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency helping people file for bankruptcy under the Bankruptcy Code.
Since 1917, Harbin Lumber Company has been a top lumber and building supplier in the industry. Their number one asset is their employees, people who are dedicated to providing quality building products and contractor services. People just like you, working to grow and be a part of the community. From construction projects to large remodeling jobs, see the hardworking folks people have entrusted for nearly 100 years. Harbin Lumber Company, serving South Carolina, Georgia, and North Carolina, and online at harbinlumber.com.
What goes into a Bojangles scratch-made buttermilk biscuit? 49 savory steps. During Bojangles Buttermilk Biscuit Month, get a free Cajun Filet biscuit when you order on the Bojangles app. It's bow time.
Plastic Omnium is hosting a direct hire event at Spartanburg Marriott, 229 North Church Street, Thursday, May 26th, 10 till 4. Hiring for assembly operators, pay ranging from $19.50 to $19.75 an hour. Learn more at htijobs.com.
Sitting here again today with our good friend Gary Mahaffey of Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary, listener asked, Walt, we hear you and Gary discussing Medicare all the time. Does Gary handle any other insurance products like life or long-term care?
Super question, listener. While my specialty is Medicare insurance, our agency also provides help in the life and long-term care areas. We additionally handle these products for you even if you do not have Medicare. That is the beauty of a diverse agency. If I am not your best choice in a particular area, I can pass you on to one of my agents who is better at that.
There you go, listener. Gary or one of his agents can help you in any area of life and health insurance. Just call today, 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484, and Gary will hook you up, and you'll thank me later.
Hey guys, do you need more energy, more stamina, and to shed that winter weight? Of course you do. Book a consult today at lowcountrymail.com. We have customized weight loss plans that keep that weight off for good. Testosterone replacement plans are just $7 a day. We are a concierge service where medication, doctor visits, and much, much more are included in a low monthly price. No long-term contracts, straightforward pricing, results that matter. Make men men again. lowcountrymail.com.
An ordinary HVAC unit might last 15 years. With a water furnace geothermal unit, you can expect a 25-year lifespan, maybe more. Imagine the huge savings you'll see without using fossil fuels. Federal tax credits are 26%, and South Carolina adds an extra 25%. Blue Ridge Electric Co-op members could get $1,600 per ton rebate, too. Invest in comfort and savings. Visit waterfurnace.com/SC or call Eric Rooney at 735-8081. Water Furnace, your reliable renewable.
You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
He can absolutely move in a different direction quickly without warning.
Where every day is game day.
Sitting in the morning sun. I'll be sitting when the evening
calm, watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay.
Max Life Change is a solution to massive health issues that are facing the country right now. Too many people wrestle with high blood pressure, cholesterol, sleep apnea. Too many people take too many medications and their bodies aren't meant to live that way. Let Max Life Change talk to you. You're talking about a 10-minute meeting with you to talk about what could happen to you the next 6 months and to tell you about their accountability and about their team of dietitians and nutritionists and life coaches that are help there to help build the trust and build the accountability part of it, to get you motivated and really looking forward to taking care of a lot of those things that are happening. So if you want to reduce the symptoms of type 2 diabetes or lower your blood pressure, cholesterol levels, decrease your dependency on meds and get that energy levels back, develop some confidence, lose some weight in the process, it's our friends at Max Life Change. Easy to remember, maxlifechange.com. Maxlifechange.com. 864-364-1334. 864-364-1334. It's maxlifechange.com. Telephone number here, Reaction Monday, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Get in touch with us there on our text line, 986-1566. Softball over the weekend, Clemson was absolutely dominant. Want to give a big shout out to Coach Rittman and the staff that they have there and what they were able to do. Really is amazing in just 2 full years and 3 total years of what this program is and what it's been about. What they were able to do in this one series and regional with the energy around it. Well, you heard the crowds there. You saw the crowds there. You saw the energy around the program now. We've talked about this for some time. People have fallen in love with this program. And it really is amazing what you saw. Shutting out Wilmington 9-0. The epic back-to-back doubles and the great pitching of Cagle against Auburn in the 1-0 win. Then sitting back and watching Louisiana beat Wilmington and Auburn to eliminate them. And then the 8-0 win against Louisiana yesterday in front of a packed house as the Tigers advance. So they will now go on to face Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State in their regional that they hosted beat Fordham 12-0, beat Nebraska 7-4, and then finished off North Texas 2-0 yesterday. The winner advances to the College World Series. And you're looking at it, that is, and that's in Oklahoma City, oh, by the way. So Oklahoma State and Oklahoma could play all their regional, super regional games and never leave the state of Oklahoma. Oklahoma's kind of like the epicenter of college softball. If the Tigers can advance against Oklahoma State in the World Series aspect, they face the winner of the Arizona and Mississippi State series. Now, this is interesting because both Arizona and Mississippi State were teams that upset and got in by upsetting the regional host, going on the road and winning. Oklahoma State was hosting because they upset Oklahoma in the Big 12 and won the Big 12 championships. So what we've seen now in softball used to be, from what I remember about softball, is that the best teams has always won and saw very few upsets. But Oklahoma State certainly upset Oklahoma and by winning that Big 12. Arizona went to Missouri, and not only did they beat Missouri 2-0 in game 3, but they came back and shut out Missouri 1-0. So that was in Columbia, Missouri, and to advance there. And then what Mississippi State did to second seed Florida State was incredible. Yesterday, Mississippi State shut out Florida State 5-0 in game 6, and then turned right back around and won 4-3 against Florida State in Tallahassee. So again, we saw some upsets coming out of those regionals. 11 of the regional hosts won. Clemson, one of those 11. Clemson's the only one that shut everybody out. only giving up just 5 hits in 17 innings, but 5 upsets in softball. Will, your thoughts on just the energy that you saw, the excitement that you saw? I mean, the broadcast, the TV broadcast, the post-game celebrations, this community has just embraced softball, and because they're winning too now, but the style of play is amazing too. And the girls are fun. It seems like this is a fun event over there every time they step on the field.
I'm really impressed with the product. Not only am I growing to like softball because of the pace of play, it does help that the team we're rooting for is doing very good, but the energy in the crowd was great. Every seat's taken. You have people, camping out in the outfield, trying to get a sneak peek at what's going on. It's been great. They're going to have to expand McWhorter Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah.
What a good problem to have.
Yeah. You saw, and I just saw parts, bits and pieces of other regionals out there, and some people are excited about it. But I thought the stadium looked great on television, the way the crowd was into it. See KJ Henry back there behind home plate up there getting all into it as well.
That was fantastic.
Yeah. But that was what I don't think anybody envisioned it. I told you I played golf with Coach Whitman when he was building the program, and no way to envision what he saw here. Find a way to win there, and you go to your first World Series. And they're inching closer on. And here's the thing, Cagle and Millie Thompson, both those are just sophomores right now. Texter 0842 says you got to give Millie a big shout out, a no hitter, and 2 shutouts. Tigers only gave up 5 hits in the entire regional. Did they allow? Aubrey got the bases loaded one time. I think only 1 runner on third the entire series. I could be wrong about that. But offense is coming alive a little bit now. And if you think about it, schedule-wise, who they play, Coach Rittman mentioned that after the game yesterday, that when you play Virginia Tech, and you play Florida State, and you play Duke, and you play Notre Dame, and these high-ranked people that they play throughout the season, you're kind of prepared for some of this. Now they have to go play a very good Oklahoma State team. But hats off to this program and to the fans for embracing. Softball's easy to watch for several reasons. One is the rules. If you know baseball, you know softball. 2 is you're so close to the action. Like the stands are that close. And 3, it just moves fast. So that's easy. But what really makes it easy is just how stinking good they are. And you should not be surprised by this. Rittman was very, very successful at Stanford and got a bum deal out there. Clemson benefits from that. But his national reputation with Team USA and the staff that he's put together here, and again, I don't know a whole lot about softball stats, but what I understand, like what this staff is like an elite support staff that he has. And then the commitment that the community's put into it and the athletic department's put into it, like that's a first-class facility that they have. And I told you, when I first built it, I thought they should build it over by the Y over there and, say park it for football or baseball. I'm telling you, I'm glad it is where it is now. So much closer and so much there, everything. I know some people went to both baseball and softball this weekend. And we're just going back and forth and having a great time. I told you I've seen people leave baseball games just to go to softball games. And softball tickets are more expensive than football tickets on the secondary market at times now. Supply and demand there, but it's just amazing what you're seeing with it all. And then they're, who they are personality-wise. They're just having fun and they're athletic. And they fundamentally they're sound. They don't kick the ball around. Saw the really good defense behind the pitching, and the pitching really is amazing too. So future looks bright. You get Thompson and Cagle back next year. That's a couple of years actually. This program's only building for the future, and it looks really really good to me. And it looks like it's on the right track. And it gives us something to look forward to as far as these super regionals go. I know Oklahoma's has just been dominant, and Virginia Tech has been, but with Florida State losing over the weekend, I hadn't watched Florida State softball. I'm sitting here pulling for Mississippi State like crazy yesterday, making sure they can upset Florida State to maybe make the road just a little bit easier for the Tigers in case they can get there, right? I mean, I'm sitting there and just I'm not yelling and screaming at the TV, but I'm on Twitter trying to follow Mississippi State, Florida State softball. It's changed what the offseason looks like a little bit when you can have this kind of energy around this program. And good. I mean, it's awfully good just to see, like, interesting people. I talk about this all the time, Will. That when the games themselves are good, that's one thing. But the personalities make it. And, like, now we're starting to learn when you see it on television more and you go more and you listen to it more and you hear them more and you're interviewed more on the station, whatever. You talk about some really interesting kids and really interesting stories. And this coaching staff with some really interesting stories, what they've been through in the past and everything. So it's just a heck of a lot of fun. No doubt about that. This is a brand new one. Texture wants to know about maybe one of the freshmen not seeing much pitching time, maybe transferring out. Now we got to write transfer portal in the softball program. I don't know. Not sure, to be honest with you. No clue. But it's a heck of a lot of fun to see it. And then if baseball can play like they played this weekend, and we're going to go over that here in a second. At the top of the hour, we'll go over some baseball stuff. But man, that's within, you know, you're talking about within a few feet of each other. A lot of really exciting, important things going on this past weekend. I mean, Friday, to go from softball over to baseball and watch Clemson actually clinch a ACC tournament spot in the 6-2 win. Or Saturday, both of them kind of going on at the same time. Did you do Saturdays, either one of those games, Will? Baseball and softball?
I did both.
What was the start times? Again, remind me. My weekend's getting long and I get...
First pitch for game 3 baseball on Saturday was 11 a.m. First pitch for softball was 1 p.m. Yes. All right.
So you still had a little overlap in there.
Mm-hmm.
They moved it up because of weather. It's supposed to be noon and 1. TV with softball is 1. And then interesting that softball's on TV and baseball was not. So unless you do the ACC network stuff or ACC Plus stuff. Anyway. But, you know, you got back and forth, people going back and forth. I imagine somebody who had tickets to both are just kind of going back and forth sometimes and seeing it. But anyway, it's exciting. It's awesome. Texture wants to know where the super regionals for softball. Clemson goes to Oklahoma State. We'll get you days and times. They're setting all that TV up for this weekend. It'll all be ESPN, ESPN2. ESPN will carry all that this weekend. But we'll get you all that coming up whenever they announce those. But that is, Clemson will be playing at the Oklahoma State Regional. That's another one. Boy, we were pulling hard yesterday. Because can you imagine if somehow, some way that we could have seen an upset. Somehow North Texas could have found a way to beat Oklahoma State twice. We could be hosting a Super Regional here. Well, that would look like. But no, Clemson goes to Oklahoma State this coming weekend. So looking forward to it. Should be a lot of fun. You like doing the softball? That was your first experience of producing softball.
First opportunity. I had a lot of fun, and yeah. I'm looking forward to working these games coming up.
I didn't get a whole lot of chance to listen to Quark and the team there, but I imagine the broadcast is fantastic.
Of course.
Yeah, always is. Hour two coming up, we'll go over Clemson's sweep of Boston College and set up the ACC baseball tournament for you. Also set up the RPI for you. Of what has to happen now for Clemson baseball to advance after that. My friends at Trail, the better building experience is working. I tell the story about Trail every once in a while, and it's a reminder of who they are. Well, I don't know if I've ever told you the story or not. But I was riding by a church this week, and I know that Trail did it, and it reminded me of the story that happened there. They were doing renovations at a church. And there was a weekday that they had torn up around the entrance, and there was some mud there and some things on these lines. And, you know, it was a construction site, right? And there was a weekday funeral, kind of a tragic funeral. And the folks at Trail said, hey, man, this family's going through a lot right now. Let's get this thing, you know, cleaned up a little bit because they don't want the family to have to go through all that. So they cleaned everything up for the funeral, then took it back down. But again, no extra cost and no delays. But they just figured, man, from the, you know, the funeral standpoint, let's make this thing nice, whatever. That's typical of what Trail is. It's a better building experience all the way around. To find out more about Trail, 800-319-7006, TREHEL.com. Clemson baseball talk, college baseball talk, when you come.